The Soul Light Era. We are at the beginning of the Soul Light Era. This era began on August 8, 2003. Soul over matter is the key for every aspect of life in the Soul Light Era. The previous 15,000-year era emphasized mind over matter. This shift began only a few years ago. Although we are only at the beginning of this new era, many have already felt the significance of the shift. Many have been moving in the direction of appreciating the importance of the soul, realizing that the soul directs all aspects of life. However, some who have been moving in this direction for several years may still experience difficulty in allowing the soul to truly lead. In this new era, it is essential to develop soul communication abilities. You must open your soul communication channels more and more fully. This will empower you to participate more completely in the Soul Light Era. Part of your participation is to offer service. Soul communication is itself a very high form of service. It is especially important at this beginning stage of the Soul Light Era. At this moment, only a limited number of people have developed soul communication capabilities to a high level. As this era unfolds, many will develop this ability. As the Soul Light Era continues, the transformation of humanity, Mother Earth, and beyond will be profound. Much that is now familiar will change. Organizational structures, major institutions, and even governments will change. The way things are done will change. As the Soul Light Era progresses, everyone and everything will come to the realization that the soul is in charge. With this realization will come a change in the way things are done. This applies to personal decisions and individual behavior. It applies to groups and nations. It applies to Mother Earth and beyond. We cannot even imagine what this means at the moment. It is beyond words. However, we can pay attention to changes in our personal lives. We can be aware of changes in the groups we belong to. We can notice the shift in the way some governments approach decisions and the shift in their behaviors. All of these are clues as to what is coming. All of this helps us appreciate the fact that in this era, it is the soul that leads and makes the decisions. Perhaps the easiest place to see and experience this is in our physical health through the power of soul healing. Another area of change is our attitudes, mindsets, beliefs, and attachments. As we experience personal changes in these areas, they give us teachings about the power of the soul. They help us understand the possibilities. They help us realize there are no limits on the possibilities that are connected with the soul. In the Soul Light Era, a number of very high saints are in charge. This does not mean that other saints are no longer important. Some who were in charge in the previous era are also in charge during this one. Some are now retired. They still contribute. They are still important. However, they are not on duty. For them, this era is a time of quiet shulian. Shulian means purification practice. It encompasses all spiritual and energy practices, and so it represents the totality of the spiritual journey. Is it not sweet and kind of the divine to put a different group of highest saints on duty at this time? These highest saints use soul communication in a powerful way. They direct and assist us through our soul communication channels. They help us develop our channels. They are present with all humanity in a unique and powerful way. I will describe their presence in a future audiobook in my Soul Power series. At this time, I simply tell you that their presence is unique and powerful. They are helping humanity move forward into the fullness of the Soul Light Era. This fullness will take some time to become present on Mother Earth and beyond. At this moment, Mother Earth and humanity are at the beginning stages of a new dawn. However, everything will accelerate extraordinarily quickly in the Soul Light Era. Transformation is already occurring on Earth in soul time. It will not take decades, much less centuries, for the fullness of the Soul Light Era to shine upon Mother Earth and beyond. We will pass through the new dawn relatively quickly, although that does not mean in weeks or months. Rather, think in terms of the past. Historically, how many centuries has it taken for an era to develop and come to its fullness? The Soul Light Era will be different. The transformation of the new dawn to the full light of day will not take centuries. You who are listening to this audio book will probably experience the fullness of the day. This does not mean the full potential or completeness of the Soul Light Era. It simply means we will have passed through the dawn into the light of day. During the dawn, you may experience disorientation, confusion, conflict, and chaos. In this time of transition of humanity and Mother Earth to the fullness of light, there will be major challenges for everyone. These challenges will be external and internal. This is the process. We are honored and privileged to live at this time. We have the opportunity to help accelerate the coming of the fullness of light. We can help ourselves and others achieve clarity and escape disorientation, confusion, conflict, and chaos. I will say much more about the Soul Light Era in other audiobooks. For now, I simply want to give you an idea of the significance of the current time. I want you to know that we are in transition. You know that soul over matter is the key for this era. Does that mean the mind is not important? Of course not. It does mean that the mind will work in harmony with the soul. The mind will no longer be in charge. It will no longer set the agenda. The mind is still important. It will help formulate and implement the agenda, but it is not the leader to determine the agenda. This shift is very important. Some of you will find it difficult to make the transition to approaching everything from the perspective of the soul. My suggestion is to use every opportunity to adopt this approach. This will make the transition much easier for you. It will be clear. It will be simple to understand. If you hang on to the concept that the mind is the decision maker, you will encounter barriers and difficulties in your transition to the soul light era. Why make your path more difficult? Relying on logical thinking when it makes your journey more difficult is not a good choice. You might ask, how can I allow the soul to be in charge? The answer is simple. Do soul communication. Do it at every opportunity. Whenever you are struggling with a choice or decision, whenever you have a question, whenever you are confused, upset, or discouraged, use soul communication. Whatever is happening in your life, use soul communication. Let this last sentence be a mantra for you. Post it around your home, your workspace, wherever you are. Use soul communication. It works for everything. There is no question, no situation, and no decision that cannot be resolved through soul communication. There are, however, some questions and situations for which soul communication is not appropriate. I explained them in the book Soul Study and will mention them briefly here. It is not appropriate to do soul communication to get information about another person. You may certainly ask questions about your own soul journey. If you are doing soul communication for someone who comes to you to learn about his own journey, that is quite all right. However, if someone comes to you to ask about someone else, that is not all right. We cannot interfere in someone else's soul journey. To do so would break Ling Fa, spiritual law. Breaking Ling Fa is much more serious than breaking human law. The consequences can stay with your soul journey for lifetimes. So be very careful to follow these teachings. Avoid using soul communication for situations where it is not appropriate. Avoid asking questions that are not appropriate. Avoid asking about the outcome of a political process. It is also important to avoid influencing the process by doing soul communication for one side or the other. This does not mean that you cannot have a role or interest in politics. You can always send blessings. You can always invite others into God's light. You can always offer unconditional love. You can always offer and receive unconditional forgiveness. However, you cannot use soul communication to influence the result of any political event. You should not use soul communication in police work. Some who are called psychics do this as their profession. That is their choice. My teachings, which I have received from my most beloved teacher and spiritual father, Dr. Chichen Guo, are very clear. Do not use soul communication in police investigations. Those who are subjects of police investigations usually have huge karma. Do not interfere with their karma. It is a serious mistake to interfere with the karma of others. Some people, in the goodness of their hearts, have interfered with others' karma. Their suffering has been immense. Their health and the health of family members and even their pets have been affected. I am telling you this as a caution. When you know these things, you can avoid making big mistakes. We all make mistakes. That is part of being human. However, there is no need to repeat the mistakes of others. Learn from them. Pay attention to my cautions. Avoid breaking Ling Fa. The three areas I have identified are the ones where it is not appropriate to use soul communication. I have given you important information about the soul light era that is directly connected to opening your soul communication channels more fully. All of it helps you develop your soul communication abilities. Knowing that we are in a new era is important. The fact that it is the soul light era makes it clear why it is essential to develop your soul communication abilities. It is clear why you need to open your spiritual channels more and more. Using soul communication, you can receive teachings about this era. You can receive clarity and eliminate confusion. You can help others go through the transition. You will have a more complete understanding of what this era means. These are all special gifts. With these gifts, you will continually grow in your ability to connect with the essence of the soul light era. You will deeply understand that soul communication is the primary means of communication in this era. As the soul light era continues, logic and the mind will continue to serve. However, answers and solutions will be received through soul communication. Instead of spending hours, days, or weeks trying to find solutions by logical analysis, solutions will be received within minutes. This is how things are done in soul time. Universal Service. By now, you should have a clear idea of why soul communication is important. I have given you some ways to develop this ability. There is another way that is essential. Offering unconditional universal service is the most powerful and effective way to open and develop your soul communication channels. In the first section of this audiobook, I described how I received the universal law of universal service directly from the divine in April 2003 while I was teaching a workshop. The divine told me the universal law of universal service is one of the highest spiritual laws in the universe. It applies to the spiritual world and to the physical world. The divine then stated this law. I am a universal servant. You are a universal servant. Everyone and everything is a universal servant. A universal servant offers universal service, including universal love, forgiveness, peace, healing, blessing, harmony, and enlightenment. If one offers a little universal service, one receives a little blessing from the universe and me. If one offers more universal service, one receives more blessings. If one offers unconditional universal service, one receives unlimited blessings. Then the divine paused for a moment before continuing. There is another kind of service, which is unpleasant service. If one offers unpleasant service, which includes killing, harming, and taking advantage of others, one will learn lessons. If one offers a little unpleasant service, one learns little lessons from the universe and me. If one offers more unpleasant service, one learns more lessons. If one offers huge unpleasant service, one learns huge lessons. The law of universal service transforms every aspect of your life. The more service you offer, the more every aspect of your life transforms. As you offer greater and greater service, your soul communication ability increases. The more service you offer, the more your ability increases. It accelerates by quantum leaps. This is an example of divine generosity. If we offer one small service, it is multiplied and returned to us as virtue, as transformation, and as soul communication ability. It is returned multiplied tenfold, 100-fold, and even beyond that. We can never honor the divine enough for his generosity. I cannot emphasize enough how important it is to offer service. Service is the purpose of life. However, there is a vital additional teaching. True service, the best service, is offered unconditionally. If you do something to receive blessings in return, this is not unconditional service. Your benefits will be very limited. When you offer service because that is your response to life, you are blessed tenfold or more. Offering unconditional service is absolutely essential. It is important to realize what service means. The qualities that are listed in the universal law of universal service are the qualities of an unconditional universal servant. Service is contributing to improve the situation for others. The role of service in opening and developing your soul communication channels cannot be emphasized enough. Doing soul communication is service in itself. So doing soul communication will improve your soul communication abilities. Offering unconditional love is service. So offering unconditional love will also improve your soul communication abilities. Anything you do to serve will boost your soul communication abilities. Service can be offered in many ways. It is not limited to activities. In the West, service is associated with doing, with belonging to service groups, and with volunteering. This is all correct. However, service also includes chanting, giving blessings, and living in an unconditional way. All of this is service because all of this contributes to benefiting others. You do not have to go out and join another volunteer organization. Offering unconditional service in every aspect of your life is the way to bring you to a very high level of service and to transform your soul, heart, mind, and body. Why is there a close connection between offering service and developing your soul communication channels? When you offer service, your soul standing increases, your frequency increases. In turn, your ability to receive messages from the soul world increases. In some ways, service and developing your spiritual abilities are two sides of the same coin. When you offer service, your abilities improve. When you use your abilities, you have a greater desire to offer service. Your soul communication is a treasure that you can use to assist yourself and others. Teachings you receive for yourself can be shared with others when appropriate. You will notice that very often the teachings you receive become part of your daily conversation. The wisdom that you learn becomes part of your thinking. Your ideas and your speech will all begin to flow from what you receive from the soul world. You will be amazed and delighted by how spontaneous this is. When you begin the process of using soul communication, you do it in a totally conscious way. You formulate a question and receive a response. You are completely aware that you are receiving a particular answer to a particular question. As you use soul communication more, it will be more integrated into your entire life. You will notice that you are considering possibilities that the soul world suggests to you. You do not always have to make a conscious shift to ask for this information. It can simply become part of the flow of your day. The more you use soul communication, the faster this process can take place for you. This process is a wonderful gift. It is available to everyone. All you need to do is practice using soul communication at every opportunity. Follow the guidelines that I have given. Always say thank you. Always honor the soul world for giving you responses. We are blessed and very privileged to be able to receive direct communication from the highest saints. People throughout history have wanted to do this. Thousands, even millions of people on Mother Earth at this time want this. You do not have to walk one step to gain this ability. It is right in front of you. It is there for you to accept and use. The more you use soul communication, the higher the level of communication you receive. The more you offer service, the higher your frequency is, and the higher the level of teaching you receive. This is a blessing for you. It is a blessing for all humanity. The wisdom that you receive in soul communication is not solely for you. You are holding that wisdom for all humanity. When you have the opportunity, release that information. Release the wisdom and the teaching. The more you release, the more you will receive. The gifts you receive from the soul world are put in your warehouse of intelligence and wisdom. If you leave those gifts in the warehouse, very soon it will have no more room. However, if we immediately share our gifts with others, we make room for more wisdom, teaching, and gifts. Not only does this benefit you, it also benefits all those with whom you share the teachings. I cannot emphasize enough how important it is to pass along the information you receive. This is great service. However, timing is very important. Not every piece of wisdom and every teaching you receive is meant for every person you meet. You must understand the other person's readiness. Above all, it is important that you answer the other person's question in a focused way. It does not help, and it is not good service to simply pour wisdom and teachings over another person. That can be very upsetting. It can actually be harmful. This point about timing is extremely important. Pay attention to what the other person is ready to receive. Your soul and the soul world will let you know what pieces of wisdom to share. When you receive the message to share the wisdom, do it immediately with confidence and compassion. This is what I mean by sending things out from your warehouse. If you receive a message that the other person is ready for the information, do not be shy, timid, or nervous about sharing it. Keeping the wisdom in your warehouse makes it impossible for new wisdom to come in. As you share, confidence and compassion are two qualities to keep in your mind and your heart. It is not enough simply to be confident. You may then give the other person information they have not asked for. If you are only compassionate, you will be too concerned about hurting the other person's feelings and may not give needed information. Confidence and compassion together form an excellent balance that will guide you. Follow these guidelines and you will be amazed and delighted by the development of your soul communication channels. You will also be surprised at the response of others. Always give thanks to the divine and to the soul world when others are helped. Always tell others, this is a gift to you from the divine and from the soul world. It is only my voice. This is extremely important. If you forget this, it will be easy for you to fall into ego. A big ego is the best way to limit soul communication. It is the best way to lower your frequency. Take great care to avoid falling into ego. As you share, you may at first feel a little uncomfortable with the responses of others. However, remember that soul communication is a service. What you are offering to others is service, and you can simply say to them, "It is my honor and privilege to serve you in this way." These statements will keep in your awareness the true source of your soul communication. They will keep in your awareness the importance and necessity of service. They will keep you moving in the direction of light so that your soul communication can reach higher and higher levels. As you develop your soul communication channels, your accuracy will improve. The question of accuracy is extremely important. When you start doing soul communication, the accuracy of the messages you receive may be limited. How can you determine whether your messages are accurate? One of the best ways is to ask, "Does this service promote love, forgiveness, peace, and harmony? Is this message a blessing? Will it bring healing? Will it add to enlightenment?" These questions are very helpful to determine the accuracy of your messages, but they are not enough. Messages that are not accurate can come in a very sweet and lovely way. They can appear to meet all of the above criteria. You should ask one more question. Does this message feed my ego? Answering this question can be very tricky. You can receive messages of great love and appreciation from the soul world that are completely accurate. The soul world does love us. The divine does love us. They do tell us how loved we are, how cherished we are, and how grateful they are for our service. It ends there. If the message continues on to tell you how wonderful you are, how much more special you are than others, or how much greater your abilities are, these are clues that the messages are coming from your mind and specifically from your ego. The soul world does not speak to us in that way. They do tell us of their love and gratitude. However, they do not make comparisons. They do not tell us that we are the best. All of these traps are easy to fall into. These are traps of what I call false messages. They are not accurate. Anytime you receive a message like this, know that it is not accurate. Do not be afraid. Do not be worried or nervous. If you receive such a message, simply say, I am an unconditional universal servant. This message does not match me or my purpose. I will continue to serve. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This response will keep you connected to accurate messages. It will keep you connected to being an unconditional universal servant. I have another very important caution regarding the accuracy of soul communication. The messages you receive must make sense in the practical world. If you receive a message telling you something that will not work in the real world, that message is not accurate. It is a false message. Let me give you an example. If you have a good job that allows you to live a comfortable, simple life and to follow your soul journey, you are blessed. Your job is a gift to you from the divine and the soul world. If you do soul communication and get a message to quit your job without any suggestion about another job to replace it, that message is not accurate. It is what I call a false message. Do not act on a message like this. Even if the message includes a suggestion for another job, explore the new possibility completely before you quit your current job. These simple guidelines will help you to figure out whether or not your messages are accurate. They will be helpful to you and others. They will be aligned with service. They will be aligned with practical daily life. Your accuracy will improve as you use soul communication. When you first begin, your accuracy will not be very high. That is perfectly normal. Increasing your accuracy is a slow process. Step by step, your accuracy will improve. Be patient, practice, offer service, and your accuracy will improve. Have no expectations. Do not set a goal to have 90% accuracy or 95% accuracy. Doing this is a subtle disguise for ego. Just do the practice and your accuracy will develop the way it is meant to. It will follow nature's way. As your frequency becomes higher, your accuracy becomes higher. As I have said, the best way to increase your frequency is to offer service. As you are developing your ability, be very careful to avoid comparing yourself to others. This can be very discouraging or very inflating. Either way, it is, again, a subtle disguise for ego. I repeat, absolutely avoid making comparisons. What you receive is exactly what the divine and the soul world want you to receive. It is tailor-made for you. It is a particular gift to you. When you realize this, saying, "This is not as good as someone else," is unimaginable. Saying, "This is not good enough," is also unimaginable. Follow these very simple guidelines, teachings, and suggestions. You will be amazed and delighted by how quickly your soul communication channels will open and develop. In this chapter, I have taught mostly about direct soul communication. I will give further teachings in the next chapter about images and intuition. Everything that I have taught in this chapter applies to each form of soul communication. The next chapter will explain each of the four forms. You will understand how to apply the teachings in this chapter to each form of soul communication. To conclude this chapter, I would like to lead you in a practice to receive a blessing for your soul journey so that it will be filled with divine light and have a clear path. Say with me, Dear soul, mind, and body of God's light, I love you. Can you please offer me a blessing for my soul journey? I am honored and appreciative. I cannot thank you enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Then chant, God's light, God's light, God's light, God's light, for 10 to 20 minutes. Visualize your message center filled with golden light, with soul light, radiating and vibrating in your entire message center. Your message center and heart open widely to receive God's love and light. Allow God's light to fill every aspect of your soul, mind, and body, skin to bone, head to toe, every organ, system, and cell. Your entire body radiates God's light. Close your eyes. Spend at least 5 minutes chanting God's light silently. The most important practice to open your spiritual channels is to concentrate on your message center. Divine light is vibrating and resonating in your message center. Chant silently for 5 minutes or more. God's light, God's light, God's light, God's light. Practice in complete silence for a few minutes. It could make a big difference in opening your spiritual channels. Always remember to chant and visualize. The divine and heaven can give us unlimited blessings during this simple practice. Chant daily to pull God's light into your soul, heart, mind, and body for great benefits. Blockages will be removed to bless your spiritual journey. End by saying, How, how, how. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The first thank you is to God. The second thank you is to all your spiritual fathers and mothers. The last thank you is to your own soul. How, how, how. Thank you, thank you, thank you.